This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This week's favorite comment from the reviews is from Melanie Almanza, and it says, "So relatable, it's sad. This show is so relatable, it's sad. Everything this show talks about is relatable. Being alone, not having a boyfriend, sitting at home by yourself, and being antisocial AF." No, but I adore Megan, spelled wrong, and all her guests are amazing. If you want a chance to be read on the next episode, spell my name right.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip and you'll be on your way. With Megan Batune on Friday.
Welcome to Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batune. One time, my friend's boyfriend called the game Scramble, and I'm still embarrassed for him. So that's why I have a friend here to help me help you, because I won't forget that. Eugene Cordero is here.
Hi.
In the flesh.
Scramble.
And he said it. He was like, "Let's go play Scramble."
Mm.
And then we played Scrabble.
Okay.
Where you could read it. It's a game of letters.
It's a game. Yeah, he's already losing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you win that game?
We didn't keep score. Oh. It was a family era thing. The only game that we keep score on in families is Scattergories.
Oh.
You ever play that?
No. I know. Wait. Just explain what the premise
is. I would love to.
Okay.
Scattergories is a game where you roll a dice of letters, and then whatever the letter it lands on, mm-hmm. all of your answers have to start with that. So it'll be a list of 12 things. That's like,
great game.
Guys' names. And if it's an F, you're like, Fernando. And if you get, if two
Fernando's
people...
the first F name you think of?
What's the first F name you think of?
Frank. Like, all-American Frank.
You're not even white.
I know. But we live in a white hello world. I know, we're in the United States, so Frank.
Okay, fine. But the fact that you said Frank, and that you agreed, you guys would get 0 points.
Oh, right.
Yes.
If two people have the same.
Yeah. So you try to think outside of the box.
So Fernando is great.
I would win.
Nobody, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We should play like a Scattergories on a podcast.
Hmm.
I wonder how that would go.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to be there. But I love the idea. I will support it. I will subscribe and not listen, if that makes sense. So I'll be there supporting.
That's what I do for everything.
Yeah, yeah. Subscribe and not listen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scattergories is amazing. This is not a podcast about Scattergories, unfortunately. It's advice. But before we get into helping people, we internet stalked you, and we found out that you landed a guest role on Hawaii Five-0 because you made a sketch about how there was a lack of diversity on it.
Yes.
That's fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For Funny or Die, because it was the two main dudes are white.
Uh-huh.
So it was just like, how could it be in Hawaii and they don't even cast
right.
people that look Hawaiian, other than, you know, homeboy from Lost, Daniel Day Kim, but he's not even on the show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, so we made a sketch. Me and my friend Kulap made a sketch where we were like, we could play anybody in this.
Right, right, right.
Like, why? Even your guest stars are white.
Sure.
So, wrote the sketch and then auditioned, I think tangentially, but I'm not sure. Somehow it was involved, but by the time I got to Hawaii, the sketch was out.
That's so
funny. And they
funny.
Hadn't seen it.
Oh.
And they were like, oh, well, guess you have to take that sketch down. Like, joking around, but going like, guess you have to take the sketch down because you're on the show.
Right, right, right.
And I'm like, nope.
It's still up.
Yeah, it's still up. Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's still funny. But it's like, the whole sketch is us going through, I can be a doctor. I can be,
Right.
A criminal. I can be anything, so.
That's.
Yeah.
Inspirational. I can be anything. Is this an ad?
Yeah. There it is. That's the sketch.
Oh.
Hire us.
I love that.
Yeah.
Right now we're just watching it. Everyone's like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
We're just watching Eugene's sketch.
Yeah. There's nothing that podcast listeners like better than us being quiet and doing something else. That's what they love.
Huh. They love it.
Yeah, they're busy. Those people are busy right now. I wonder what they're busy doing.
Let's jump into a question.
Okay.
So people write us their sticky situations, and we do our best to help them out of it.
Okay.
Are you ready to help? When's the last time you helped someone?
Never.
Before this life.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, when was the last time I've gotten help? Every day.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's taking me so long to ask for help.
Really?
Yeah, because I like to prove myself.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't like that. I don't know what that's all about.
Wait, but don't you think Google is asking for help?
What? Google is my help.
Yeah, right. So, like, when you Google something, that's your help. So I Google something all the time, even though I might not ask somebody in the flesh, like flesh to flesh. But I'm like, oh, I'm getting help.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I guess they are helping. I'm talking about, like, zipping up a dress or something. Like, I don't want your help. I can do it alone.
I do that every day. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, you know.
I go to, like, H&M and Nordstrom's, and I'm just like, anybody need to get zipped up?
The just weirdest up. Person.
Yeah, yeah. I just walk through places and show that I'm good at zippering, and then going like, if you know, I'm around for like a half hour.
I'll be here for the next 28 minutes.
I'm here at the Americana. I'll go get myself a Witzel's pretzel, and then I'll be back.
Oh my God, that's creepy. Okay, here we go. I've recently realized that I'm into my best friend's younger sister. I've known both of them since we were kids, and I recently started catching feelings for her. This puts me in a tough spot because my best friend is extremely overprotective, and his sister just got out of a 4-year relationship. Should I let my friend know and see what his reaction is? Should I try to tell her and see if she is ready for another relationship and let her know that I like her? Or do I just leave it alone as to not affect the dynamic of our relationship? From Detrimental Dating.
Oh, wow. What a weird name.
They sign off Sleepless in Seattle style, so we don't know
like
their
it.
Real names.
I like it.
Yikes. Liking people, number one. Luckily, you don't have to go through this anymore.
Mm-mm,
you're done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm done liking people. I have a wife and a child, so I'm done liking people, and now I'm forced to love. I'm forced to love what I already have. Is that right?
I guess.
We can delete things on this, right? We can edit?
We're going to delete the whole WAV file.
Oh, good.
It won't even exist after this.
I mean, to be honest, the computer was making noise. Okay.
So, but here's, since you are, you've already done it all.
Yes.
What have you learned in the past that might help this person?
Well, here's a weird thing that, like, as soon as I heard the question... was like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I find it weird that he's more worried about the older brother, like the sibling.
Yes.
Who he's friends with.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, has the younger sibling shown that she's interested?
I don't, we have to infer, I guess.
Right, so there's the thing. Like, I feel like... if you haven't checked in with the person that you're into first,
yeah.
then, like, don't worry about the second part.
Yeah, that's very true. I guess we don't know if she's invested.
So it's like, I like this person. Wow, I don't want to ruin our friendship. It's like, well, you don't even know that person's interested in you.
Yeah.
Right?
Weird, though, because what if you did ask, and then, I guess it wouldn't make any difference if you were like, hey, I like your sister, and then hey, I like you, and then she was like, oh, I'm not into it. You could still be friends with the brother.
Right.
But it might be weird because it's like anytime you see them, you go over their house, you're eating sandwiches together, and then she's being weird about it.
Right. But you're going to be weird eating sandwiches with any member of that family if you tell them.
Yeah. So should they not say anything ever?
I think you just go for it. I think so.
That's cool.
What do you lose? You just gain honesty, right?
Aww.
So that's good. So
that
you
is
just
good.
Go like, hey, I'm interested in this person. I'd say talk to her first.
Uh-huh.
Not the older brother that you're friends with. But talk to the person first and go like, hey.
Hey, I like you.
I
but
like
she
you.
Just got out of a 4-year relationship.
Right. So she might not be ready for it yet.
So would you say slide in as like a friend first? Or like right off the get be like, I'm into you romantically. What's up?
Well, I would prefer the second.
That's good. Me. I feel like a lot of guys have said that, but a lot of girls don't. I think we're so covertly trying to make it work from all angles instead of going like right to the source.
But then doesn't that mean that your feelings get hurt for longer?
I guess you're right. I am hurting.
Yeah. Aren't you hurt, Megan? Aren't you hurt?
Truly, so much. And this is the first time anyone's directly asked
me. Yeah, see? Just be direct. I know being direct is harder and then harsher, but then I feel like you get to deal with the truth earlier.
Yeah.
Which is always the harder to then deal with. Or it's either the harder to deal with because it's bad.
Yes.
Or you get to enjoy the good for longer.
That's really true.
Yeah.
It's always so hard, though.
I know.
Like, anytime I'm trying to break up with somebody, that's the absolute worst.
Oh, God, it's the worst.
I can't. I have to, like, give myself so many pep talks in order to just, like, get out the door in order to do it.
Yeah.
One time I was broken up with at a new mommy burger.
Ooh. Before you ordered?
After.
Wait, while you were waiting for food?
The food came. And then he was like, I want to break up. And I was like, let's get boxes for these.
Wait, the food came, but you hadn't eaten the food yet?
Yes.
So they dropped the food.
Yes.
Did you guys get any, do you guys need anything else? And that guy goes, no, I don't need
another
anything
chance.
Else. And in fact, I don't need you. And I don't need this burger. And I don't need this meal.
I don't need anything.
I don't need any. Actually, I don't need this umami burger. That's
it was really
rugged.
Mm-hmm. And it was weird because I think I knew that he was going to do it. So he was like, do you want to, let's go meet at Umami. I don't know why he wanted to go there, unless it was me. That makes more sense. I probably wanted to go there.
Right.
And so he was like, do you want to meet me there? And I was like, well, I'm almost at my house. Like, just come pick me up and we'll roll together. And because I think I knew that he was trying to break up with me, and I was like, let's see how he does this. And so we...
Oh, you made it a challenge.
Yeah. If you're going to break my heart, you might as well go through some obstacles.
Isn't it weird that you do know that it's about to happen, though?
Yeah, isn't that stupid?
I don't understand.
Well, because it usually doesn't come out of nowhere.
Right.
So you're like, oh, we're on rocks for a bit. We haven't talked at all. It's, yeah, and when they become less interested in being around you or less interested in fighting, that's when you know it's done. When they're like, this is energy that I'm not even going to waste on this. I'm like, yo, they're out. They checked out. So anyway, this is what happens. We go in the car together. We sit down at Umami. He's being weird. I'm trying to, like, be cute. It's not
good
working. It's not working.
No matter what happens, just try to be cute. You know what I mean? Like, just fucking get through the cute day.
That's the only thing you got to do.
Yeah, yeah.
When everything goes to shit, just try
fucking
to be cute.
Be cute.
Yeah. I failed. It's fine. Still working on it. I haven't, like, mastered it. So we sit down, and he's being awkward, and then we put in our... If you knew that you were going to break up with someone, would you be like, we need a couple more minutes? Why would you put in a food order?
Right.
You know how the night is going to go.
Yeah.
Why do you make it this way? Anyway, we order food, and then it's very so much tension. And then I think I was like, what's going on? Are you trying to break up with me? And then the food was like, oh, truffle fries? And then he was like, that's what I was trying to get at. So at the same time our food was dropping, so were all of our hopes and dreams for our relationship.
Right. Oof. Did you guys eat?
Did we eat?
Yeah.
No.
No.
We put them in boxes. I didn't even reach for my wallet because, like, no.
Right. Good for you. Yeah. I mean, you were too busy still being cute.
Trying.
At the moment. Yeah. So you brought your food. Oh, but that's even sadder.
Oh, I didn't bring the food home. I think we probably put it in a box and left it there.
Oh, got it.
Well, I don't really remember. Yeah. I think I blocked it out.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But why do it there?
I don't know.
Anyway, what's the question? Oh, you say be direct.
Yes. With her.
Yes.
First. Yes.
I agree. Have you ever liked a friend sibling?
Yes.
Really? And did it go okay?
It did.
Huh.
It did.
What was the best thing about it?
That you already knew each other.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the worst thing was if it went bad, then you kind of lose two friends?
The thing, it was one of my really good friends' little sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we dated for only, like, maybe like a month or so. It was like not very long. But then anytime I still talk to him, but anytime I see her, it is sometimes still kind of like, hey, cool.
After 1 month.
Yeah. Well, because the journey of knowing each other for so long was, you know, years.
Yeah.
And then you try. And then I think I also got weird about it, like going like, oh, yeah, if it goes bad, then it's going to. And I think that was my own head. Maybe she is fine with it, but it's just me still going like, weird, hey. Well, that's how I talk to women. Hi, honey.
Same.
Yeah.
But I think that's the same way that I am. That's my mentality of like, there's a couple guys that I'm friends with first, like currently I'm friends with them, but anytime that they try and like switch it to be a little bit romantic, I'm like, no, because we're such good friends now, I love you as a friend, so.
You don't want to ruin the relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then it's like, if I keep on doing that, then I'll never have a chance at love. But it's like, what's worth it? Whether the friendship or the love?
But when that switch happens, are you scared about the friendship going away, or you're not interested in a change in that relationship?
Both at the same time, almost equally.
Yeah.
Because if I was interested romantically, I probably would be like, oh, it doesn't matter about the friendship because this is worth it.
Right.
But yeah, to even like open it up. No, it depends on how good the friend is. Because if it's a really good friend and it's like, oh, I could see myself dating them, I'd be like, no, because it's not going to end up well in my track record. Like, I'm single now and I've been in plenty of relationships and they all end the same way. Sad.
At Umami Burger? Maybe you should stop going there.
The one closed down. I was trying to go there the other day to reform a memory.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Good for you.
Thank you. And it was closed.
Well, good.
I guess, yeah.
Let it go. Whatever is new there, then start going there.
I guess I'll wait. I think we helped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Go for it, is what we said.
Yeah.
Unless it's not worth it.
And even though I just told a story where it was bad, but I'd say go for it.
But go for it. Okay, another cue. I've been talking to a guy online for 6 years. That's too long.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Though we have never been an official couple, we have a lot of love for each other. I think he's my everything, and I feel like he knows me better than I know myself. But at the same time, I worry I don't know anything real about him because we've never met in person. Although I've asked for us to see each other many times, he has never made it a priority. Even when I've tried to date other guys, he's always in the back of my head. I don't think I'll be able to move on until he and I meet, or he tells me that it will never happen. Do you think giving him an ultimatum is a bad idea? Or should I take a hint from his fishy behavior and cut my losses now? From Ultimately Uncertain. Yikes! I feel like I can relate to this.
Really?
Not in a way of dating someone online for a long time, but having someone in the back of my mind that I don't know how they feel about me.
Yes.
That has definitely hampered a bunch of opportunities of dating because I'm like, but what if he finally says he likes me? So I'm never getting into something on the off chance that he'll ever like say something to me.
So there was somebody in your life that you're like, oh, I like this person and I would hope that they would eventually.
Yeah. Say something to me.
And you guys but have never...
Yeah, well, here's the thing about it. It's weird because I dated his friend.
Got it.
And so I never wanted to ask.
Sure.
Because
sure.
Out of respect to the friend, I was like, even if he did, he's not going to say anything because he's a great guy to this friend.
Right.
So I don't think this is the same exact scenario, but it does have a
but
tinge
having somebody,
of...
Yeah, having somebody in your head still as you're trying to go through life.
Yeah.
Is tough.
Yeah, it has the same undertone, which is... bad.
Yeah.
Because that sucks. Not knowing something, I hate it. I hate not knowing. That's the worst part about this.
Right.
But 6 years is a long time, but I do think it's weird that he doesn't want to meet up with her.
After 6 years.
Yeah. What have you done for 6 years?
What have I done for 6 years?
Like, what's something that you have done for 6 years?
I mean, a bunch of things.
I've lived a lot of life.
But yeah, I mean, like, I've been married for 7 years.
Cool.
That's a long time.
Yeah, so that's about the same amount of time that they've been talking and not ever met.
And that's so long.
Yes.
That's so long.
Are we getting?
Yeah, we're getting
avalanched.
We're getting attacked from the left.
And we're very calm about it.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Like if it's gonna happen.
I was thinking the other day. Do you ever walk down the street and like feel like someone might mug you?
Nope.
Okay.
That's because you're a man.
Yeah, it is true. It is true.
I was walking down the street, like, close to this trash can, and I always like to stay in close proximity as a trash can.
Just in case you can jump in.
It's actually not a bad idea. And I was like, how am I going to react if someone tries to grab me right now? Because I know normal me would try and kick and scream, but I'm like, if I'm prepped for it, maybe I could, like, hit him with a karate chop or, like, elbow really quick if I'm just kind of on guard. But that's horrific to have to always be on guard when you're trying to go to the grocery store.
That is true. But, I mean, I think it's, like, natural instinct to be like, huh, what's like, kind of assessing the world.
Yeah.
So,
like, if you got attacked from the back when you were walking, do you think you would scream or be able to fight?
If I got attacked from the back, like somebody hit me with something?
No, like they did like a triangle choke on you or something.
Right.
Out of nowhere.
I think I'd be able to fight back. But, I mean, I think, I don't know if that's like a guy thing that I was just like, yeah, fight back. But I would at least be able to defend myself to the point where I could see what's going on and then decide to run.
Right. Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably scream a lot.
Yeah.
Or, you know what, somebody has a joke like this, and I forget what it is, which is terrible for that, but they were talking about, like, ticklish, being ticklish, and I think the main way to get out of being ticklish is to scream, I have diarrhea. Oh, is it Dimitri Martin? That's... Louis C.K.?
I don't know.
It's probably Dimitri Martin. That makes a lot of sense. So I would, like, say something like that, something that would turn them off, like, right away.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is Dimitri Martin.
Make them think about something for a second? Yeah, sure.
What are the Great Lakes? They're like, Huron. I don't know.
Yeah, give them a quiz. The best way is to ask them a quiz question. Hey, I've got a quick quiz question. Yeah, you can take my purse, but what? That's so crazy.
You can take my purse.
Wait. So do you still have this person in the back of your head?
Honestly, kind of.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say, because advice would be how you've handled it, but I guess
and you haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't handled it. Yeah. And sometimes I'm like, I want to like erase that part of my memory, a la Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah.
But you can't do that yet. Not easily, I guess. But the thing is, he's already dating somebody else.
Oh, see?
And so it's, now I'm starting to be like, okay, we're getting faded, we're getting further away from it, but it is still like, that's what it is. The other person has to get into another relationship for you to know that it's the end.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you don't ever meet after 6 years.
Whoa.
I mean, I feel like there is something to that of like, if it was something that was equally, if both people felt the same way, then that wouldn't have happened. 6 years wouldn't have passed.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
I've never, my longest relationship was 4 years. 2 more years of that and never meeting?
Right.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I say, so do you think that they should just drop it or they should meet and then drop it?
I say you would put the ultimatum of meeting.
Okay.
And if that doesn't happen, then drop it.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because I wonder how far away they live. They did not mention that.
Right.
Because what if they were like, lived like 30 minutes away?
Right.
Then that would be ridiculous, right?
That would be crazy. But even if they lived, I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things where it's just like, even if you lived in different states, on different coasts, like somebody was in LA, someone was in New York, then it's just like, you would, over 6 years, you would try to make it happen at least once to see what would happen.
Right.
So you kind of have to do that, right?
I think so, too. I'm on board with an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Which is the first time I've ever said that.
Oh, good.
It's my mantra.
Yeah.
I say give him an ultimatum, meet him. If it doesn't go well, drop it. If he doesn't want to meet, drop it. Either way, you got to move on.
Yeah, but somehow. If you do meet and it's great, then, like, congrats.
Yeah. It's so long. 6 years, like.
See, but I would be like, if you met and things are great.
Yeah.
Then you're like, well, then why haven't we met?
Yeah.
Like, what else is going on in your life for the last 6 years that this hasn't occurred to you or hasn't
happened? For sure. It is wild that it has never come up.
Yeah. Feels kind of catfishy.
Yeah.
It feels like maybe he's already in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Or something. That would be bad. Have you ever been catfished?
No.
Me neither. Has anyone ever, like, used you to catfish somebody else?
No, not that I know of.
Huh.
Isn't How that would weird? You know that?
I get sometimes people send me screenshots of people that have used my photo on, like, Tinder or something
Got
like
it.
That. Yeah. Didn't know if that.
Oh, yeah. I've used your photo for Tinder. Oh, I didn't know.
I didn't know you were asking
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Yeah. Yeah. You have a profile. That is really cool. You like no, some no. really neat yeah. things.
I'm glad we helped. We've never actually had a definitive answer like that yet on the
yeah.
podcast.
Well, and that one's also a little bit tiptoey.
How so?
It, well, because you feel bad, kind of.
What? No.
I mean, I feel bad.
You do?
Don't.
No.
What's the time you felt the worst in your life?
Oof. Too often.
Okay. Too Every often. Day. This morning,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's clockwork.
Google helps me through it all.
We're going to take a quick break while Eugene gives us an extra piece of advice you can find on MeganBatoon.com/podcast, and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. So, Eugene left.
I did. I'm out of here.
He's the one working on the outside.
Yeah.
What were they doing? Someone was banging on the wall earlier.
Marissa said, well, because remember they were doing construction this week, and then I was like, knock, knock, what's this that's doing all this knocking? And she said, looks like they're sneaking construction next door.
Sneaking construction.
Oh, sneaky construction.
So she told them to quiet down.
A great band.
Sneaky construction.
Yeah.
Before we get into our next segment, what's going on in your world? You do everything. So spew at us everything that you're doing.
Things that you could see. Well, I mean, at this point, there's a Clint Eastwood movie called The Mule that is already out.
So sick.
And it's either good or bad at this point. And then also there's a show on Showtime called Black Monday, a Don Cheadle show, that is out now. And then in, March is, this show called, Tacoma FD that will be on True TV that, I'm a regular on, and it's like the Super Troopers guys and we're in a firehouse instead of, you know, cops.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
What's yeah. your favorite thing to date that you've done?
Probably this True TV show.
Cool! Oh my gosh!
Yeah, yeah, it's very fun. It's like 10 episodes, and we never stopped like laughing through the whole thing. So
I love that.
We hope that it's edited together so the laughs are like not obvious that we think that it's so funny, but hopefully it'll go over well. Yeah,
that's very cool.
Yeah.
What do you? Since you've done so much already, what's something that you haven't done that you want to do?
I think I want to keep doing like smaller, fun, weird movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, you know, it'll be nice to like somebody's first this or that, and it's just kind of like out there, and it's like, I hope it works kind of stuff.
Fun.
It's fun, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Aww.
So, yeah, so all of that stuff is happening, and hopefully it's all good.
That's always the worst when yeah. you don't know if something is going to be good.
Promoting a bunch of stuff and you're like, oosh.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I know. What's always weird, like doing a project and then if you're not the one editing it, to yeah. be like, I hope you get the timing right. Like, I hope you cut exact. Because even if you leave one tiny second after like a punchline or even just a normal sentence, it could change the whole thing. It
really can.
It makes my bones rattle.
Yeah.
If something is not like on the time that it should be.
Especially, also like promoting things or being excited about something that gets edited and you're not in it as much as you thought you were going to be. I'm like, oh, they took that whole scene out.
I'm not even in this anymore.
Yeah, there I am. At the top. Whew. Yeah, no, it was a blast. Yeah, I was there for a month.
It's like a pop-up of 2 seconds on screen, but you're wasted a lot of your life.
I missed my son's first steps, but look at me. Look at that shirt.
Oh, man. There, I walk by, and no joke. Okay, got it.
Just a walk-on.
Yeah, yeah. Must have missed the ADR day or something. Couldn't use it. Unusable, because anybody was having too much fun when I was there. Got it.
Very good. This next segment is called Tip Jar. This is actually an exciting episode because this is the first time that we are restructuring the format to do this.
Ooh.
We used to do like pop-up Tip Jar episodes where it was just all rapid fire advice. Okay. And so we loved it so much and we're like, we're going to do this from now on.
Great.
So this episode, your episode, is the prototype for all future episodes.
Hey, let's set a standard of how it shouldn't do. How it shouldn't do it and then how it'll be fixed.
So I'm just going to say 2 or 3 words, and you have to give your best quick tip on it.
Okay.
Could be anything.
2 or 3 words.
Okay. Yeah. People on Twitter give us like a 1 or 2 or 3 word suggestion. Sometimes they don't listen.
Got it.
And give too many words.
Cool.
Okay. Here we go. Best show. We have a tip on a best show. Either how to watch one or what you think is the best show or how to make the best show. It could be a wide-reaching tip. He already wants to say something, and I keep on interrupting him. I just want to talk for longer.
Let's see.
I like how to watch it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so, did you have any binge-watching tips? Like, I don't know. Maybe some people do.
Binge-watching tip, start at noon.
Noon?
Yeah, you start, like, right at lunch, and you eat through the first episode, then you're, like, satisfied for a couple. And then it's like, because if you start binging too late at night, then you're eating into the night.
Well, that's normal for me.
Yeah.
Binge watching or not, somebody's binging, whether I'm watching or eating.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Have I mentioned I'm single? Here's my tip.
Yes.
I don't have one.
Already, we're crushing the segment. Welcome to the new segment of no tips.
I don't have a tip for binge watching. But I do have
a show.
Do I have a show? What's the best show? I mean, The Office.
The Office is great.
The Office is great.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I want to say this to everyone listening. No one really has watched this show, but I thought it was really nice. It was called Zack Stone is Going to Be Famous on MTV with Bo Burnham. I liked it a lot. It was only like 12 episodes, I think. And I think you can get it on iTunes, probably. I liked it, but then I'm a Bo fan, so maybe that's why I liked it.
Was this from like recently? Or
no, this was like old. This is, I think, before he did what? His first special. I think this was like very a long time ago.
2013.
Yeah. Any good shows that you want to recommend?
I guess it depends on the type of show. Like, if you're
only
just gonna,
shows he's been on.
I mean, if you're gonna watch real TV, no, like shows that you can just kind of put on and walk in and out of.
Ooh,
like Nailed It or something like that.
Oh,
where it's just kind of like
that's your first.
You're
one.
Just kind of like, oh, this is funny. Who knows what's gonna happen here? This is fine.
Would you ever be on Cupcake Wars, or have you ever been on Cupcake Wars?
I haven't.
Wars?
Would I ever, like, as a judge?
No, as a person to make them.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. I would never be on something where I had to do a task. It would be too stressful, I think.
But you would judge it.
I would judge anything. Yeah. I'd want to do like Top Chef Junior or something.
Aww.
Make those kids cry.
Make those kids go like, what the fuck is this?
I love that. If you had to be on a show that you had to compete, you had to, what would it be?
I would, like, just any show. I mean, like a Ninja Warrior type show.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever done Tough Mudder or anything like that?
Yes. Yeah. I love those.
Which Tough Mudder did you do? I did one.
You did?
Yeah.
The LA, the one up in, like, Lake...
Yeah, in California.
Yeah.
That's when?
I've done it every year the last 3 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
obviously you like it.
Yeah.
It's a little wild.
It's crazy.
If people don't know what Tough Mudder is, how would you explain it to them?
It's like 13 miles of obstacles and then waiting.
It's a lot of waiting.
It's weirdly a lot of waiting.
It's so much waiting. Well, because everyone's not on the same pace. So if you're running quicker than somebody else, and there's these obstacles that, like, people pull up, like, a little photo, you'll see. There's, like, one of the obstacles will be, like, you've got to climb over this big wall and then kind of, like, jump down off of it. And then a lot of people are scared of heights or don't climb as fast. Right. And so you're just kind of...
So you're just waiting, and then, like, it gets stacked up, and then aggro people get very angry. So it's, like, kind of hard.
Yeah.
I, like the idea of it, but then the execution, I don't think you can change the execution unless you do, like, you know, like, the competitor...
Yeah, like times. A circuit for faster people.
But even then, it just feels like... Then those guys are going to be assholes to people.
Yeah.
So it's just strange.
It's wild. I have done it only one time, but it is probably the weirdest workout I've ever done.
Yeah. And no reason to walk through the electroshock wires thing.
Electroshock wires?
Yeah. There's like wires that are dangling that you run through. And
why is that?
Why do you do it?
Why is it there?
No idea.
That's not...
I did it the first time, and there's like certain ones that are like, will shock you a little bit, and you're like, oh, and then there's ones that do shock you a decent amount. And then after I made it through, I go, wait, why did I do that part? Like, there is nothing...
Yeah, you can walk outside of it.
You just walk around it.
But it is. It's so weird.
I mean, you can walk around any of them.
Oh, yes, that's so true.
But that's
one of the ones
that I'm like, no.
It's not a fitness obstacle.
No.
It's more of a mental.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's that.
It is a mental game. And it's also like, you know, people like that kind of weird shit.
That is true. Yeah. Well, we've done it.
Anyways.
First job. Do you have a quick tip for a first job?
Quick tip for a first job?
Yeah.
Just put your head down and do the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's how you're going to learn from it, no matter if it's, you know, don't judge it because it's your first one.
Yeah. What was your first job?
I was a busboy at a restaurant.
Oh, for how long?
A summer. I think that was a summer job.
Okay.
And then after that, my dad used to own a bar. So then I was the, a short order cook. I, like, made burgers and stuff from, like, when I was, like, 16 until I went to college.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What did you learn from being a busboy that you still use today?
I still stack my plates whenever I go to a restaurant. Like, after I'm done eating, I, like, stack all the plates and put all the forks and everything and, like, put it in a pile because it's just easier, I guess.
I do that, too.
Yeah.
I think everyone in food service may do that.
Yeah.
It is nice.
It is one of those things where it's just, like, why not, like... Why not just make it easier for everybody?
Yeah.
Because when people make a mess, I guess it's what I still remember is like cleaning up after people that would make a mess. You're just like, how can you leave a place like this?
Yeah. Who in the right mind?
Yeah.
I do the same thing. I don't know if this is the same, but with retail, but every time I try something on, like I hang it back up and I inside it out so it's perfect. Because when I used to work at American Apparel, people would just like, first of all, they would leave stuff wherever it was, and then it's just, like, inside it out, the tags are ripped off. Sometimes they just stole it, which is, I guess, made my job easier, kind of. So, but, like, still, it's like, this is a place. This is a place. Why do you treat everything like a pigsty? But what?
Why would they rip the tags off?
I think to try and steal it.
Oh, got it.
Because that's where the sensors were.
Oh, I see. People were on the tags?
Yeah,
huh.
So that it was either on the tag or on the seam, so that because it was one of those ones that had the little needle.
Yeah.
So when you take it out, they didn't want to ruin the garment. A little tip for you clothes heads.
Yeah. All your clothes heads who go to American Apparel no longer exists, right?
It doesn't. Really sad. They closed down. But they were like the cool thing. I remember when I worked there, Amanda Bynes was a frequent user of...
Of the
American
clothes?
Apparel. Uh-huh. Yep.
She used the clothes and then got rid of them.
And Justin Bieber would come in too. I worked on the one on Melrose, the one that's very closed.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, that one's very closed. The other ones are kind of semi-closed. People are still kind of trying to sell their own clothes out of it.
Melrose is like, we're out of here for life. Quick tip on negativity.
It's okay to be negative for a second, but then... Like, let it go.
Yeah. How do you let it go if You can't.
Well, see, I don't know. I don't, because I'm so dramatic in that way where I'm like, let me feel it all now.
That's
and then
good.
I get exhausted and then it leaves. Because I'm just like, I can't feel it any better than I just did it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh, it's you also like a little cocky. With yourself?
Yeah. Wow. I really felt those feelings. Good job, Eugene. See you later. What's next? I'm like a puppy.
See you later to yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's so. Sometimes I'm like that with anxiety. And once I let it overrule me, which is horrific. But then after that, I'm able to just like streamline, laser focus, get the job done after I've like
because
had
you've
a breakdown.
Felt it. You've done it. Like what you've been the most, what makes you the most negative, what you hated about it. Like if it's a jealousy thing or like, you know, something that you went after and then you didn't get it. It's okay to be like, it's the worst. Everybody's the worst. And then just going like, done.
And done. Here's smiles for everyone. Yeah. My quick tip for negativity, I do like feeling it because that definitely helps. And if you are done, if you want to be done feeling it, I think music really helps.
Ooh,
I love like putting on a good song or like, because it's funny that I don't really turn to comedy when I want to feel better. I just kind of... You're shaking your head.
No, because I feel like it's hard. Like, you're asking a lot of comedy.
Yeah. But that's comedy's job, ostensibly.
Yeah. But you're asking a lot of it in that moment.
For sure. Make me feel better. So I listen to, like, I like Christmas music, even if it's not Christmas.
Ooh.
Or really old music that I used to listen to when I was in, like, the seventh grade or in high school. So, like, the Postal Service or All American Rejects or something like that to bring me back to... The simpler times.
A happier time? Is it happier or just simpler?
Honestly, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's been happies and simplers. I mean, like, it's like in the Big Lebowski, what do you say? Strikes and gutters. You know?
Yeah.
You get both.
You get
that's
both.
Always like that. I like that I'm making references from a movie that's so old. It's fine. Or I felt icky today. And then I was telling Irene, like, I was like, I'm nervous to be around people because I feel bad. And then we just like started joking around. And so it's like, talk to someone that you get along with and that you can like feel better by just like being around them.
That's great.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's great. She's crying.
Yeah.
All right. Cake or pie? It's not really a quick tip. They just kind of asked a question.
Oh, yeah. Pie.
Okay, well, here, what's a good pie tip then?
What's a good pie tip?
Yeah.
Eat it? I don't know.
Like, but does it need to be warm? Do you need ice cream on the side?
I think it depends on the type of pie.
All right.
Yeah. Apple pie, I think, has to be warm.
Here's my thing about apple pie. Less apples, more pie.
Oh, you just want more crust?
Mm.
Or more of the, whatever the, it's not juice. What is that? Like fucking
pie juice.
Pie insides? Like, that's not the, you know, because you're talking about the stuff
inside.
That's keeping it together, but it's not the apple pieces.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. What is that?
It's just fucking.
Like the caramel?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll say that.
I was going to say, like,
it's like
film. I mean, that's gross.
It's like the viscous.
The pie goo.
Goo.
Pie goo. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Oh,
so the goo.
Goo.
Yeah, it's very good.
That's the technical term for it.
I think half. Like, the ratio should be half of pie goo. You still have, like, the other apple and goo, and then the rest is crust.
So, like, the way they do it, like, the apple pie that you get at, like, McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, that's too much goo.
That's just all goo, and then it's, like, maybe, like, a cube of apple.
Yeah. One apple cube.
Yeah.
That's the recipe for McDonald's apple pie.
But you want 50-50.
Mmm, yes. Almost 60-40.
60-40.
60 crust, 40 goo.
And
one cube.
One cube.
That's just
Yeah. Just give me the goo. Goo pie?
Goo pie.
But yeah, apple pie warm.
Yes.
Pumpkin pie.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Room temp.
Yeah.
Weird. Cake, hot or cold?
Hot cake. I don't know. I don't think I've... Hot
I guess
cake?
It is. I guess it... Yeah, have we ever had hot cake?
I don't think anybody's been like, eat it now, it just came out.
Coffee cake served warm.
Oh,
coffee
yes.
cake is good warm.
Coffee cake.
I guess, yeah, I guess normal cake is just room temperature.
Yeah.
But, like, have you ever had cold cake? It's good.
Like, out of the fridge?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like next day cake? Yeah.
Where you just take a fork to it.
We had our, you know, you'd save your wedding cake.
Yeah.
For, like, a year, and then you eat it on your anniversary.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know.
I
because
find
you
it...
get a lot of cake.
I guess
it's
so.
Like you buy a lot of cake. I don't know. I think it's just like a weird tradition.
But what, is there not an expiration date? Like all the stuff in there.
It's all sugar, so I think it's okay.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Very weird. What was your wedding cake's flavors?
We had, it was like multi-layered. So then there was like just a vanilla. There was like a peanut butter, like
peanut butter?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Swirly thing that was happening.
Do you think anybody has ever done like an almond butter cake?
Nowadays, yes. Everybody does it.
There's a cashew
butter cake, I'm sure.
Sunflower butter cake.
Yeah.
That's their tier.
Mm. Yeah.
Sunflower butter. Cookie butter.
Cookie butter.
So here's my tip for this.
For cake or pie?
Yep. And okay. It's not about either.
Yeah.
It's since we're on the cookie butter tip, if you live in Florida and go to a place called Jeremiah's Italian Ice, they have a cookie butter Italian ice.
And really?
It's very good.
Does it taste like
cookie butter?
It does. Just frozen,
ice.
Like a.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But like really, it's like so thinly shaved ice that it's not like a snow cone. That's like a snow cone is like you can make that off of the street of New York. Like it's not good.
Right, right, right.
But this Italian ice place.
Now is this Italian ice where it's just like in like a cup and then you take the top off and then it's like you have that wooden spoon type thing? Is that,
they
is
give
that
you a normal spoon. No, are you talking about like from the ice cream trucks?
Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
That's what I think Italian ice is. Is that not what Italian ice is?
It's kind of like that, but it's even smoother. It's like bougie Italian ice.
Okay.
And they put it with gelato. So it's amazing.
Oh,
so it's
got
like
it.
You got this vanilla custard and the cookie butter. That's my main tip.
That's a Florida thing?
Yeah.
Is it now? Is this a chain that's all through Florida?
Where can you see if it's also like in, I think they might be in Texas. Yeah, I think it is a chain in Florida, but they've got to have them in other locations. I want them to bring it out here, but I'm also like not front running the campaign for them to come out here anyway.
Are you opening one?
Maybe I should.
Are you opening one at an old
American
Apparel?
I should.
Yeah.
They have them in. There's definitely a lot in Central Florida.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay, Jacksonville.
Only Florida.
South Florida, Florida East Coast. Yeah, all Florida.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Oh, well, promo code, just a tip, gets you absolutely nothing, but
now you know it.
Yeah.
Do you have a tip on following a crowd? That's an interesting one. What do they mean?
Hearing that, following a crowd, like if there's a crowd that's forming, do you see what's happening or you keep walking?
Let's do
is
that.
Is what I'm thinking.
Sure.
I keep walking usually.
But what if it's like a performance?
If it's a performance, I stop and watch. Always.
Is that the Filipino in you?
I think it is. The Filipino in me stops and watches and sees if I can do it better. Like in my head.
You're like, I have some notes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just going like, I mean, that's a pretty good number, but. I think that is like the karaoke mind.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Go-to karaoke? I will do, I think it depends.
On your mood or the crowd?
I think it depends on my mood.
Okay.
If I want to do like an old like Belle Biv DeVoe song.
Uh-huh.
Or if I want to do like a Hall & Oates. I mean, it's all pretty much like, you know, that kind of music.
Yeah. What's the best karaoke song that you've seen somebody else do that like tore the house down? Everybody was involved because it was a good song.
Do you go to Little Tokyo at all and like go through like the Japanese village and they have karaoke in the middle of that fucking place.
Yes.
Village.
They have it everywhere.
Yeah.
But are you talking a specific place? You're just talking about.
I'm talking about the guy who's just who hosts it in the village.
Oh, I haven't been there.
Oh, yeah. So then crowd forms. Speaking of crowds, crowds just form like in the middle of this thing and you just go up and sing. So it's very like performing for like.
Whoa.
Like where Cafe Dolce is and all those places are. The guy who runs it, I stopped and watched him. I didn't realize he was the guy who ran it. I just heard him singing it. And he sang that Childish Gambino.
3005?
This is America?
From.
Sober.
From the movie.
I love this game. Let's keep going.
People that
feels like summer?
Like, oh, it's, no.
Wait, I want to get it. Redbone.
Redbone. So he sings Redbone.
Really?
It's amazing.
Really?
And I'm like, whoa. And everybody's going crazy. I'm like, holy shit. It was so good.
Oh my gosh.
And then I realized that he was running the karaoke thing. Him and another woman were running it, and like they were messing with like, you know, some of like the reverb and stuff to like,
no,
like they did the work. So I was like, oh yeah, this was a straight up performance.
And so you performed there?
No. I just watched it.
Oh, and did you think you could do better?
No, I went like, oh, they've done the work. For me, they probably wouldn't know what I'd want. And I'm not going to commit myself to it. But good for you.
They have karaoke places very similar, but they have like a full-on band. Yes. Have you ever heard of those? So you sing and there's a live band playing your song.
Yeah.
You're a rock star.
Yeah, they used to do that in New York at a place called, I think it was called the Elbow Room, where they had rock and roll karaoke.
Cute.
And it was like a real rock venue.
Yeah.
And like, I think it was like Tuesday nights they would do it.
That's wild to me. Because what if someone is bad?
The band gets louder. I would assume the band would get louder and your mic gets like kind of,
that would be
turned
nice.
Down.
Yeah.
I used to manage a bar in New York and we had karaoke every Tuesday and Thursday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And was it majority people that just wanted to say something?
Oh, man.
Or was it actually people that are trying? Because out here, people that can actually sing, now they're taking over the karaoke bars to like get more like airtime.
Yeah. People, there will always be those people.
Yes.
There will always be neighborhood people that are just like, I just want to do, Meatloaf again. And it's like, no, no, no. You should do that 20-minute Meatloaf song. But, you know, but then there are the couple of, like, who are, like, Broadway hopefuls.
Hopefuls.
That, like, try to bring it.
Yeah.
Like, this is a dive bar. Like, nobody listens to Rent as hard as you do. But, you know, yeah.
I think a good song.
What's a karaoke song for you?
Well, I don't think I can sing, so I like to hide behind like Blink 182.
Sure.
Or some like Panic at the Disco. Some way I could just scream a bunch.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I think that the Fresh Prince theme song, I've done that one time. I closed an entire bar out. I mean, we're the last people, but like we did close it out. But that everyone, because everyone loves that song.
Yeah, the ones that people can sing along to.
Mm-hmm. That's what you want to do.
Probably great. Yeah.
Because then people aren't paying attention to you.
Yes.
But that's my thing. I don't like to like voluntarily put myself in a position where I'm performing and not good at something. It's like, listen to me be bad at this.
Did you have karaoke in the house growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Lola and Lolo loved it. They don't really know technology anymore, but we did back then.
But you had like,
everyone has that karaoke machine.
Yeah.
Like in an entertainment system.
The minus
system.
One or the
I don't know what magic, it's called, but I had like a blue screen
magic
and
mic.
Silver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody had that. Yeah, still when I go to see family for, like, the holidays, it's like, sing the, what is that one, you know, do All I Want for Christmas, but not the way Mariah does it, though.
That's so good. I have a terrible Filipino accent. I wouldn't even try.
No?
That's so very good. Can you speak Tagalog?
I can understand Tagalog.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But my folks, growing up, my folks were like, I don't want you to know Tagalog because I don't want you to have an accent.
Oh.
So instead, I was like, you know, growing up in Michigan, like trying to be real cool. So I had like a horrible slur. And, you know, I'm like, instead of being like, hey, man, what's happening?
They're like, are you asleep?
Yeah. Hey, dude, what's happening? Also, I was like 4'10 until like my junior year of high school. So,
really?
And my voice was so high. So it's like, yeah, I couldn't. If I had a Filipino accent, I think it'd be better for me than what I was doing. Because instead I was just like, hey, man, no. I started like a
tiny pimp. Only people's knees could
hear you. Yeah, yeah. Hey, man. And I was like, no, open your mouth, huh? How come we can't hear you?
We can't hear you. That's so funny. Did your parents ever get your attention by doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eugene.
Oi.
Eugene, why are you talking like that, huh? How come you are gallivanting? You know.
Did you say gallivanting?
Gallivanting. With a B.
Yes,
and it
course.
Wasn't until I got to college I was like, hey, man, we should like gallivant. You know, I was just like, we should just kind of like gallivant through Central Park. I said gallivant. I go, let's just gallivant through Central Park. And my friends were like, do you mean gallivant? And also, why are you using this word?
I know the word itself.
And I'm like, oh, it has a, I got it. Yeah, V's or B's. I got it.
Very good. A quick tip on picky eaters.
Try it again is what I usually say.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like there's a chance that, like, the preparation was off.
Mm.
So try it again and see if you like it the second. One thing that I cannot... What's the, like, at sushi restaurants?
Wasabi.
No.
Ginger.
Uni? Uni?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Uni.
Oh, wait.
I think it is.
Just, yeah, it's the orange, like, pasty
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's, like, bright orange.
Yeah.
That stuff.
I don't like that.
I can't. I've tried it a couple of times because I'm like, I feel like I should like this. Can't do it.
Yeah.
There's like a couple of things that I know for sure I don't like, and that's one of those things.
Yeah.
But I think I have to try it a bunch of times.
How often in between do you try it? So you try it once and you're like, oh, in 4 months I'll try it again.
Yeah. Yeah, like a while.
Okay.
I'll wait a while.
All right. I like that.
I think so.
But I like that, but I haven't done that because I'll eat something that's horrific and I'll go, oh, I'll never do it again.
Sure, sure, sure.
But I guess I should give it another shot. Sometimes I do.
I mean, it also depends. It's like you don't have to. You can just eat what you want to eat.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I used to be not a picky eater, but I used to like do keto and paleo
sure.
and, like pretty intensely. And so I'd have to modify everything. And I remember I was dating this guy. We went to Jamba Juice and I was like, can I get this smoothie except for like don't put any puree in it unless it's like normal fruit, no added sugars. Can you do it like this X, Y, and Z? And he was just like, this is so convoluted and like I'm embarrassed. I felt really bad. And so here's my tip for if you're either a picky eater in general or if you're like on an extreme diet or something is before you go out somewhere, look at the menu online and
sure.
kind of figure out what you can eat there that's easy to order.
Right.
That you're not... It's also a thing that's, like, kind of stupid about me. It's, like, I care too much about what other people are feeling around me. Like, if I'm, like, saying something and I'm like, oh, how are they going to perceive this? Is it going to be fine? Are they going to, like, be put out? Are they going to feel weird about it? So it's, like, you shouldn't really care, but if you do care...
Yes.
then just figure out what you can eat on the menu before you get there.
Yeah. Or eat a little bit before you go out.
Oh, yeah.
That was a thing, too. It's just, like, if you're specifically eating...
Yes.
Then, like... Have something that keeps you satiated. So just in case you get there and you don't want anything, that you eat something small.
That is good. I hate being places that I'm not eating and other people are, though.
Yes.
Like if I'm at a dinner and other people are eating. Or if, like, I'm eating a food. And then people come in, like, at the end of my meal and they're like, oh, I'll get something to eat, too. And then I'm like, well, what am I going to do
yeah.
now?
I'm going to watch you eat? Are you going to break up with me? I also hate it when, like, when we went to that,
Filipino...
when there's an event.
Yes.
And I obviously am not sure if I like something, but the person next to me is just eating it. Like, I'm just like, there'd be a point in my brain, because I always have to say, like, everything, that I'd be like, ugh, I guess this isn't very good. And I remember at that thing, I was in the middle of going like, hey, this isn't good. And then just seeing that it was like empty next to me.
That's what happened at that event.
Did it?
I think so.
Yeah.
So we met Eugene at this event. It was like we were giving an award to someone.
Yeah.
And you and I hadn't met yet, but we had like a loose script together that someone was like writing back and forth. And we were like, okay, we're going to read this and then banter on stage. But I think you did that. Because there was like a soup or something. Because that sounds so familiar. And I think I was dying laughing.
Right.
Because maybe I was eating all of it.
No, it wasn't you. It was somebody it was some dude that was just like...
It was the basketball player who took everybody's plates when they were done and was like, you don't want your old fish? And he was like, I'll have it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He was the guy like in the middle of going like, I don't think the soup is good. He looked up and his soup was finished. Like as though he was just drinking it.
Yeah.
Like it was out of a conch. Like we were on a desert island and it was the only food and I was going like, this is not very good.
I'd rather not eat it.
Yeah. Somebody will save us soon. Don't eat the soup.
Dang, being on a deserted island is wild. Remember people asking you that question like all the time?
Yeah.
Why was that the go-to question in middle school? They're like, if you were on a deserted island, what three things would you bring?
Yeah, what would be your, what five albums would you take with you? Like, I don't know if I'd worry about the music I'm listening to.
That was like the only creative question people asked. Like, the, you and I ask questions to each other all the time that are wild. But, like, that one, everyone was into it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you now. If you were on a deserted island, what dessert would you want someone to bring you?
Wow.
I guess just like one apple cube.
Just one, because you're already doing the rest.
Yeah. I'm assuming the island will have apple goo there.
The island's made of apple goo. Yeah. The sand is just crust.
Ooh.
I would love
what
to
an island. Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Last one. Let's close on. Ooh, this one might be.
Okay. Let's think about it.
I have two to choose from. I'll say both.
Let's
do
both of them quick.
Okay, fine. Best nacho tip.
Ooh. Start at the bottom.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because they're soggier.
Yeah, they're soggier.
Whoa.
So then they would get, because if they stay on the bottom, they're just going to get more soggy.
Very true.
But if you get them, but then it depends on how many people are eating.
Okay.
And if you trust those people.
What do you mean?
Well, because if you start at the bottom and nobody else is, then everybody all the good shit at the top.
Yeah. Like, you gotta all be on the same page.
Yeah, everybody
the nachos.
Has to. Yeah. If everybody's going from the top, I'm going for the top. I'm not gonna miss out.
Have you ever, would it be the weirdest thing to be like, hey guys, I thought this way about eating nachos. Are we all down for it? Let's start from the bottom.
I would say that before we order, just to get this straight. Are we getting nachos? Great. We're all starting from the bottom? Okay, we'll take the nachos. And then before we break up. But then there's always right, that the dude who gets the nacho from the top.
Ooh.
And all of the other pieces go. And like, the best way to do it is to like pull your one.
Uh-huh.
And there's always that one guy who gets that nacho. There's like six nachos, so then they get all the cheese. And then instead of like cutting off their piece, they just grab their plate and put it all. So then everybody just eats chips. And that guy gets nachos.
One guy gets nachos. That's so true.
Yeah. Like, instead of like just like taking your knife and like, you know, figuring out a way, it's gonna be messy.
Sure.
You might get more cheese, or you might end up with nothing because it'll pull it all off. But then everybody else can play, rather than the guy who goes like, oh, I'll handle this by sliding my plate halfway through, and then everybody gets chips.
Oh my God, that's so sad. I like that. Here's a note to make nachos better, which could be a tip if you're making nachos, is to make this not happen, is do half of the chips, and then put the toppings midway through, then put the rest of the chips, and then the second layer of toppings. That way, everyone has two chances to not eat chips.
That is great. My wife does this thing. Uh-huh. Whenever we've, doesn't happen often, we're making nachos at home, but if we were to make nachos at home for like a Super Bowl party or something, she puts all the chips individually on a sheet pan.
Oh.
And then makes individual bite nachos.
Your wife is a genius.
Yeah. So then,
was that why you married her?
Yeah.
You saw her make nachos once and you're like, I gotta put a ring on it.
God, yeah. And oh man. We have nachos once every few years. because then that way everybody gets a chip that is fully nachoed.
Wait, so it's a chip and some cheese, but is there anything else?
Yeah, like there's like taco meat, cheese.
Whoa, it's
sour
a whole
cream.
Little bowl.
Yeah, and it's just like an.
Is it in one of those Tostito like tiny little bowls, like, or is
no,
it like
no,
an actual chip?
Like, yeah, it's just like a triangle chip.
Wow.
That has like all of these.
Have you ever eaten one of those triangle chips, but one of the little shrapnels of it gets stuck in your throat and kind of like scrapes down your esophagus?
You mean not? Have I ever eaten anything and not chewed? Yeah, I guess. Usually I chew enough where I don't feel scraping down my throat.
Or another one is that the tiny little piece of nacho goes inside of your tooth.
Oh, man.
And then once you pull it out, your gum is like a little bit bigger, as if like your tooth lost weight. You know what I mean? Like, it hurts so bad. And then you take it out and your teeth might fall out.
Yeah.
Nachos are a big risk.
I'm sitting behind a microphone so you can't tell, but my teeth are so spread apart that like I barely need floss.
No, in your
like things just kind of things
no,
just
in your
fall.
Gum.
I have jack-o'-lantern teeth.
Jack-o-lantern!
So,
are you ready for one last quick tip?
Yes.
Okay. Loneliness. Quick tip on loneliness, but you could switch it to be positive. Or you don't have to.
No. I don't know. Is loneliness like I guess I automatically went, loneliness is sad. Mm-hmm. But I guess being alone is good.
Yes, but being alone and lonely are two different things. Yeah. So yeah. Loneliness, I guess, innately is a bit more
negative.
Mm-hmm. Quick tip on loneliness, though. A quick one.
I don't know if I have one.
Irene, you want to bail him out?
Do something that makes you feel good.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Or go outside.
That's actually... Oh, or like just make conversation with somebody. Like if you're both in line at Starbucks and you get the same thing, be like,
oh, this is great. Cute.
Yeah.
But have you ever gotten the same thing at Starbucks as another person?
A meet cute? Is that what you said?
Yeah! Can we talk about meet cutes for a second?
She loves a meet cute.
It's my favorite thing in the world. So it's like when two people like that, it's always like interestingly enough, like it's got to be something weird that happens. So if like you knock into someone on the street and you're both holding papers and then all your papers are the same. You know, if you're, you're both reading like The Giver or something, that's a meet cute. Or if you go...
That's a romantic comedy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I guess that's where it derived from. Oh, yeah. All rom-coms, like the way that the two protagonists meet is via a meet cute.
The meet cute. Oh,
yes.
Cool. Okay.
I love a meet cute.
So if that happens in real life...
Mm-hmm. Then you should marry that person.
You should marry that person.
I guess.
I get it.
Yeah.
So if you're reading the same book, what are other meet cutes?
Ooh. Give me an item, and then we'll tell you a meet cute about it.
Ooh.
A post-it note.
Ah, okay.
Simple.
Yeah, all right, we'll tell it together. You're in an office setting. Mm-hmm.
And you wrote a post-it that was your to-do list.
Uh-huh.
And then you walk by another person's computer, and they have the same exact to-do list.
On a post-it note app for their desktop.
Okay.
That one's a level away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Here's the exact post-it one. You're in an office setting, same, mm-hmm. everything's the same premise. So, and then it falls off somebody's computer, right? And then your boss goes, whose post-it is this? And you both go, mine. And then you
Who needs to do their dry cleaning and go grocery shopping and send the email to Derek?
Yeah. Then that's a neat cute. Basically, you have the same life.
Yeah. And then Derek stands up and goes, where's my emails?
And you play Derek.
Yeah.
But they cut your part out.
Where are my emails? Sit down, Derek. I just want to be known.
Want someone to talk to
Yeah.
me.
Derek,
I love a meet cute.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, so then if you ordered the same thing at Starbucks.
Oh, and they're like, white chocolate mochaccino with no mochaccino. And then you both grab it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at each other
and then
in
your
the
hands
eyes.
Touch.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then you're like, I thought I was the only one that liked a white mochaccino with no mochaccino.
Got it.
That's a make you.
What happens if it would be like the person at Starbucks goes like, Jay? Like, yes. And then you go like, hey, I said my name was Jay. And your name is Jay. Is that a meet cute or just two people with the same name?
I guess it's maybe both, depending on how optimistic your outlook is.
Okay.
Or how much you want love.
Okay. Because my son's name is Quincy, and if there is also a girl named Quincy, or a guy that he's in, I mean, I don't know, he's two. So maybe in the future, you know, I'm open to anything for him. So if somebody goes, like, they're at a future Starbucks.
Sure.
You know?
Future Bucks.
Yeah, Future Bucks.
Is this digital?
Yeah, digital Starbucks. Yeah. And the robot goes, Quincy. And he goes, that's me. And then somebody else,
yes,
same sex or otherwise,
sure,
goes, hey, that's my name.
Yeah.
Would he think that's a meet cute? Or should my son just go like, cool name, and then walk away?
It's only a meet cute if they say the exact same thing.
Got it.
So if they go, Quincy, and then Quincy goes, me, and the other one goes, that's my name. That's not a meet cute.
Okay, but if they go, me. And then they looked at each other, pointed, and went, that's my name. Yes. And then they both, like, did the mirror exercise.
Then that's definitely a meet cute.
Okay, cool. That doesn't mean that they're cloned?
It could okay. in the future. Yeah, that does sound like a big know. Possibility.
Meet cute is only a thing that can happen in 2019.
Very true. Yeah. We love meet cutes. Honestly, that's all we have. Thank you so much, Eugene.
Great.
We really killed the tip jar portion.
Yeah, yeah, we did it so fast.
Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at Euge Cordero on Instagram
yeah.
and Twitter and stuff, even though I don't really. I only follow my wife on Twitter.
Oh my gosh, that's so like yeah. Jay-Z of you.
It is Jay-Z of me. I was away and she said, oh, Jay-Z only follows Beyonce or something like
she
that.
She said this?
Yeah, she told me this. I go, oh, that's cute. So then I deleted everybody I followed like on Valentine's Day or something and
wow.
just followed her. And I go like, hey, look, I'm doing the same thing he did.
And she said?
She said, oh, that's awesome.
And she then, said, my name is Quincy.
Yeah. And then they did the mirror. Yeah.
Wow. That's very cool. I get nervous of unfollowing people.
Yeah.
Who cares?
That makes sense.
I guess I do.
Yeah. I don't know.
Either way, if you have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Double points if you mention your age, because that only helps you in the end. And rate us 5 stars, because we need it. Who cares? I do. Oh, yeah.
Good
we.
Save.
That's my thing for everything. Have you ever tried to freestyle rap, and then you don't know what to say, so you're like, everybody knows? Like, you always just say everybody knows? Did it? Is that just me? Have Good. You guys ever tried to freestyle rap?
Yeah. No.
A lot. That's an improv game my brother and I play.
Ooh. Also, I like to read your comments on Apple Podcasts, so write some funny stuff, and I'll feature them in future episodes. Eugene, thank you so much for
yeah.
living some of your life with us.
You got it, dudes.
Is that a Michelle Tanner reference?
Always Michelle Tanner.
I only speak in Fuller House.
In Fuller House.
Yeah. Her new bits. Is she on the
news? No, that was kind of an issue.
Yeah.
Mary Kate and Ashley were like, no, we're not a part of this. And they like break the fourth wall and they talk about them in Fuller House.
Really?
Yeah, they like make some sly comments about how Michelle never came home or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I feel like you shouldn't be able to do that, but well, you know what I said.
TV.
TV.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.